Florida Mobile.
Yeah, 4ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Shane. Well, I guess we're up with the chickens. Kind of unusual, huh? How's your day?
I'm headed into work. I'm always up this early. I don't know about you. And the chickens I had growing up, they were up a lot earlier than this.
Truth. Oh, we normally get up around 7 and then sit there and drink a cup of coffee and eat a couple of Bernice's oatmeal cookies. And finally I shave and then we go eat breakfast and just take our time, which is nice. How's things going up there? It's your home, guys. I'm sad to hear you had to leave it, and hope you guys are doing all right. Patrick said the wind changed, and he's blowing it up towards him now.
I was there at the house yesterday morning. We can get back in. We're not supposed to stay, but they're checking IDs. If you drive up that way, there's certain roads. You can't even go down Highway 11, which is the main road through there. And unless you live there. And yesterday morning I was there, the wind had shifted, everything was moving the opposite direction. It was really clear. You know, the 3 or 4 days before that, it was so smoky in the neighborhood, it's hard to even stay in there. But I opened the windows in the house and ran some fans to kind of air it out, because a little bit of the smell had seeped in. And it was quiet, nobody was home around the neighborhood, so no traffic on Highway 11, which I can hear sometimes. It's actually really beautiful from where I was, and you know, without looking over through the woods and over the hills, I can see the smoke. But it doesn't, from what I can tell, it hasn't spread any closer. It got pretty close on a couple of fronts to our neighborhood, and but it looks like it is going the opposite direction. It's actually spreading down south too now. I've heard it's on Pinnacle Mountain, which is where they had the big fire started in 2016. So, and that's just that one. That's not even the Persimmon Ridge fire, which is a big mess too. So, but yeah, it's headed up the hills, headed up to the North Carolina border.
Easy. I mean, I sure hope we get that rain on Sunday and Monday. Well, we're headed down to the big horse pistol to get some, they're going to put an X on me to mark the spot, put it that way.
Sure, they go into the right place or operate. They had me do that on my arm when I had surgery on my arm. They made me sign or make an X or something on the arm that they were supposed to operate on.
Do change. I know when I was in KU, the Kansas University Hospital up in Kansas, in Kansas City. Was it Kansas City or Lawrence? I don't know. Lawrence, I think. Kansas. Doesn't matter. But at any rate, they, just before the surgery, the doctor come in and he put took a magic marker and just marked my left foot, and I asked him, I said, well, when you get done with this surgery today, I said, that makes sure you get the right foot. He says, yeah. And I said, well, you guarantee me I'll never have any more pain with this? Oh, no, we can't do that. He was about halfway out of the room, and I said, well, just cut the dang thing off then. I'm tired of it hurting. He turned around, took out his magic marker, and started walking towards me. He said, oh, we can do that, too. I said, no, let's go back to Plan A, Plan B kind of stinks. His name was Dr. Horton. Remember, Horton's a who.
Yeah, some of them will do whatever you want. It doesn't matter what age you are or what you're asking for. As long as they get paid, they're happy to do it.
Yeah, I think around the year 2000, it's hurt ever since. But it was going flat, and they had to make me a new arch and stuff like that, and do a bone implant, and put a bunch of screws in there, and one of them's 3.5 inches long, fused my foot. Boy, you walk on uneven ground, or you get on a ladder, I'm telling you, within 5 minutes, it's hurting. But I guess it's, he said, if I don't do this, he says, you'll be dragging that foot the rest of your life. So I guess that beats looking like Chester, you know.
I think pain is part of living. There are a few lucky ones who make it without any pain, but most of us, as the older we get, the more we feel certain things. Anyway, Tom, you and Bernice have a good day. Good morning, Bernice, if you're with him. And not far from work. My drive got cut in half, and we're staying with my daughter and son-in-law. And makes it a lot easier to get to work. Didn't have to get up quite as early. We're thankful for a place to stay. So we'll talk to you later. I'll be around. I'll have the radio with me while I'm working, so I should be in and out, or at least monitoring. And 0TR, N4ZLK.
Great to hear you.
Good morning, Shane.
And that's the War Department. And we just hit a nice graveled-up road here. They're finally doing this last little piece down here by Josie's, where Patrick used a lot of time. And the car, well, Bernice just washed it, put it that way. Man. This is bad. Anyway, are you still on the road going home about 8:30 or so, Shane?
A little bit earlier than that tonight, but I'll just be in the car for about 25 minutes. But yeah, sometime 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that tonight. I took the last couple days off to kind of watch the house. But I'm going to work today, or I am working today. And for is that okay?
Nice hearing you this morning. You have a safe day. And for is that okay? N0GR, clear.